This is King Caruso from the Black History Buff podcast, and today I want to bring you a quote from one of my personal heroes, Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey was a Jamaican activist and entrepreneur who founded the UNIA and campaigned for a better quality of life for all black people. The Pan-African red, black and green colours you see and that form part of the Ghanaian flag come from Garvey's organisation. I'll be doing an episode on Garvey soon, but for today, I wanted to focus on a quote from him made on February 10th, 1925 from an Atlanta prison. Look for me in the whirlwind or the storm. Look for me all around you. For with God's grace, I shall come and bring with me countless millions of black slaves who have died in America and the West Indies and the millions in Africa to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life. These words from Garvey are so relevant to us today. It's like he's calling out to us from the past and telling us to be unafraid, because we have an army waiting to fight with us when things seem like they're at their worst. I've been in a storm, a few now, and let me tell you, they are terrifying, chaotic, dark moments when everything can be lost in seconds. Possessions, homes, and lives can all be swept away in the uncompromising chaos that storms bring. Garvey wrote this speech during a storm of his own. Persecuted by the American government, as well as sections of black society, he still found the strength and words to inspire others to continue his work. For me, this speech feels like he was calling out to future generations to let us know that the answers that we seek are in our storms. That help, solutions are there when we're in times of trouble. All we need to do is look for them. To learn more about Black History, please check out the Black History Buff podcast, YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, and the website. Just Google Black History Buff and you'll find us there, or you can hit the link below. Oh, and if you enjoyed this, please share, because Black History is world history. Here's a snippet of Marcus Garvey taken from a speech made in 1921. Enjoy.
Fellow citizens of Africa, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Improvement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world, to link up the 15 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa, for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jews, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Improvement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins, and we believe that the time has come to unite these 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their conditions. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Improvement Association has worked wonders in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, being in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world. And it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Improvement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to its standards. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. That all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Nigeria, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Nigeria, and they are now laying the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa, so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest positions in the African Commonwealth.
Well, that's it for another show. I'd just like to thank my Patreons for their donations. I'd also like to thank Delilah and DL Hayes, OVLH and Marshall Remy for leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, as each review really helps, and you can support the show by finding me on Patreon at Black History Buff Podcast, and you can contact me via Twitter or via email at podcast@blackhistorybuff.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back again soon.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.